U.S. greater than no more maximum limit of 250 in social gatherings, machines allowed to gather based on venue space, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz No more maximum limit of 250 in social gatherings, machines allowed to gather based on venue space news. Report, Malaysia is the third most prepared country in Asia-Pacific in fight against cancer. No more maximum limit of 250 in social gatherings, machines allowed to gather based on venue space. Entertainment outlets to open starting the 15th of July, but clubs and bars to remain shut. Contact sports like futsal and taekwondo will be allowed starting the 15th of July, says Defense Minister. Starting today, Fridays are now declared Jawi Day, says Religious Affairs Minister. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet the woman who quit her corporate job before MCO to start an online jewelry shop. Meet the young Malaysian florist who crafts stories using flowers. Meet Rashida, the talented Malaysian who reports news in Mandarin. 11 things that only interns will relate to during their internship journey. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the Furkids' medical bills. People features lifestyle. Coriander bubble tea actually exists and people don't know how to feel about it. Restaurant in India serves mask parotas to spread awareness. Adventure water park Desaru Coast reopens with a buy one free one ticket promotion. Fireflies dance alone as annual festival in Japan gets cancelled due to COVID-19. Looking for a relaxing staycation near KL? This hotel might be for you. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after four-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. One of the most important aspects of beating the COVID-19 virus is that large gatherings are not allowed. Well, thanks to our hardworking frontliners, we're now in a safe space where the authorities are allowing gatherings based on the space of a venue. Minister of Defense, YB Dato, Sri Ismail Sabri Yaqob stated in a press conference today, that the general public will soon no longer have to adhere to the 250-person limit for social gatherings and prayers. Starting on the 15th of July, there will no longer be a maximum limit as to how many people can attend an event but it'll depend on the space of the venue. The authorities have agreed to allow event organizers, wedding hosts and places of worship to determine how many people can attend an event depending on the size of the venue with social distancing procedures set in place. With the latest decision, we leave it to the organizers. For instance, if the banquet hall can fill up to 1,000 guests for a wedding, and with social distancing in place, it can accommodate 800 people, then the event can be attended by the said number of guests. The same goes for those attending prayers at mosques and other places of worship. We are no longer limiting one-third of the prayer hall to be filled. Now, these places can take in more people provided there is social distancing among the congregation, he said. What needs to be complied by organizers, hosts and management of mosques and places of worship is social distancing, he added. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, entertainment outlets to open starting the 15th of July, but clubs and bars to remain shut.
Source,
Malaysia Hindu Sangam. share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.